Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. The Rhode Island chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union plans to announce a lawsuit today over the state's high school graduation policy. The suit stems from a new requirement that students score partially proficient or better on standardized state testing. The ACLU says the rule overwhelmingly impacts minority and low-income students. Statewide, roughly 4,000 juniors failed to meet the testing bar last year. They're preparing to retake the test this fall and will be allowed to graduate if they show enough improvement. Students also have the option of using an alternative test, such as the PSAT. State officials have defended the test-based graduation policy, saying schools and students should be held accountable for their performance. Governor Lincoln Chafee celebrated Rhode Island's new temporary caregiver insurance bill with a signing ceremony yesterday. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis reports, Rhode Island joins California and New Jersey as the third state to offer paid leave for family caregivers.
The Senate sponsor of the bill, Gail Golden, cites her own experience in describing the need for paid leave for family caregivers. Golden says she broke her back 12 years ago when a wooden balcony upon which she was standing suddenly gave way.
My husband Jeff and I had a mortgage, we had student loans, and we were saving to start a family. The idea of a medical emergency was just not in our plans.
The new law provides up to 4 weeks of leave at two-thirds of workers' regular wages for people caring for a seriously ill family member or bonding with a new baby. It's funded through an increase in payroll deductions for all workers. Supporters say the cost is well worth it, but critics say it's bad for business. The new law is effective January 1st. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
The city of Pawtucket says it will not repeal a ban on pit bulls despite a new state law barring municipalities from enacting such ordinances. The new law prohibits cities and towns from banning specific breeds of dogs or cats, but the city of Pawtucket maintains it does not apply to that city because their ban on pit bulls has been on the books for years. Pawtucket's director of administration, Tony Pyers, says the law applies only to future bans. What's more, he says their ban has been very successful.
Since then, we have had very few, if any, incidents. I mean, we really do enforce this. The city does have the right and the responsibility to try to protect its citizens, and this has worked well for the city.
The sponsor of the state bill has asked Attorney General Peter Kilmartin for a legal opinion. He maintains that state law supersedes municipal law in all matters. And researchers at the University of Rhode Island say something is killing starfish all along the Atlantic coast. They're working with scientists from Brown University and Roger Williams to try to figure out what it is. A graduate student first noticed the problem when she found starfish collected from Narragansett Bay were dying in large numbers from unknown causes. The problem is affecting starfish from Maine all the way to New Jersey. It's so prevalent, scientists say they're having difficulty finding enough specimens to study.
I believe that music can talk.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Ah, love. When it works out, the sun shines on our soul, our hearts spill over, and life is good. But then there are those times in our lives when love seems out of reach, or even worse, the source of unspeakable pain. This week's Encore essayist, Shanna Wells, tells us that love, in all of its stunningly complicated forms, is absolutely essential in our lives.
I believe in being a fool for love. The first time I fell in love, I was in sixth grade. His name? Robbie Lithgow. I was so smitten, I wore bright pink hot pants to school in the dead of a New England winter just to catch his eye. Once, at a party, we played Spin the Bottle. When it was my turn, I prayed with all the passion of my 13-year-old heart, please, please, please let the bottle point to Robbie Lithgow. And it did. As I crawled across the circle toward him, I swore to myself that this was going to be a kiss that burned in his memory for all time, a kiss that instantly transformed his feelings for me forever. We closed our eyes, puckered up, and made contact. There was dead silence in the room. Then Robbie pulled back and said, "Ew, she got my nose." In retrospect, I see that when I prayed for a kiss that would instantly transform his feelings for me forever, I wasn't specific enough about the kind of feelings I hoped to engender. Recently, I was working an event when I met this very attractive man. He introduced himself. He asked my name. I told him. As he asked where I work, he shook my hand. Instantly, a jolt of electricity shot through my body and my mind went as blank as a clean sheet of paper. For the life of me, I could not remember where I work. And I was there, working. I'm so patently uncool when it comes to love. And at 47, I'm no better able to maintain my composure than I was at 13. 34 years made absolutely no difference. But you know, I'm okay with that. I could be jaded. I could let all my failed relationships and heartbreaks close me off, make me scared. I could be rigid, play games, try to manipulate and control, anything to keep me from looking foolish. But where's the fun in that? Love is inherently risky. Love pushes me outside of my comfort zone. Love expands me. And love exposes me in all my endearing, quirky dweebiness. So I embrace my foolishness. Because with it comes humor, joy, and ultimately wisdom. And if, as Paul Valery says, love is being stupid together, then I'm definitely on the right track.
Shanna Wells, a North Providence resident, is a writer, singer, actress, and professional advocate. She spends her busy hours working, creating, enjoying the outdoors, and loving her two cats a lot. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.